It's time once again for the Throbbing Hive when we check in with John Moe, our man plugged in around the clock to the world of social media and the internet. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So what is going on here this week?
Well, this week we're going to talk about illegal drugs, and we're going to talk about robots that may or may not kill you.
Welcome to the future,
right,
certainly.
Yeah. Right, buckle up. So the first one is this story that has been in the news a little bit, but is really interesting in terms of anonymity on the web, and this is the FBI bust of the underground marketplace known as Silk Road. And this is a website that was doing a lot of business, over $1.2 billion in business, connecting buyers to sellers. And a lot of that as illegal drugs, LSD and marijuana, and really any other kind of fix you might want to arrange for yourself.
And of course, I find out about these things after they're shut down.
Right.
Right.
Okay, well, I just don't get how it works.
Yeah, here I am getting cocaine the traditional routes like a sucker.
I mean, you could have gone online. Yeah. I just don't get how this whole thing works.
Well, the way it worked is there's a lot of ways to preserve anonymity through masking the way that you come at a site. There's services like Tor, and there's different ways where you can kind of route your message through anonymous and anonymized servers in other countries. So it's a virtually undetectable path. Virtually, because apparently the FBI detected it, and they busted this guy, Ross Ulbricht, who was running the whole operation under the name Dread Pirate Roberts. A reference to?
Princess Bride.
Princess Bride, yes. So presumably the FBI is holding him and telling him they'll most likely kill him in the morning, mm-hmm. and then giving him his own ship. So apparently some of the allegations on this indictment are pretty harsh. There's a charge that this guy tried to arrange a hit of somebody who was trying to blackmail him, trying to have a guy killed. And a lot of the money that's flowing through this thing is through Bitcoin, which is this online currency, this sort of a widely accepted hallucination of a currency.
Exactly.
So people were using bitcoins.
People were using Bitcoin.
It was just a secret. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a secret. And I don't use the term massive hallucination of currency pejoratively, because really that's kind of what all currency is. At a certain point, we all decide that something's real, and then it becomes real, and then we exchange it for goods and services. So this is an example of Bitcoin kind of catching on, and also making the trail of detection that much more challenging, and making it really hard now in the aftermath of this whole thing for the FBI to seize some of these assets, because you can't really go to a Swiss bank and seize those assets because they're Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How did this guy finally get busted?
He left a trail, and they found some of the servers that were running out of a different country. They don't say what country that was, but it was Russia. I'm just assuming it was Russia. I don't know, but that's where a lot of these nefarious servers, from scams to spams, often originate, in Russia. Don't know that for sure, but I think there's a strong possibility. What I really find interesting about this guy, Ulbricht, or Dread Pirate Roberts, is he had roommates. He was living in San Francisco. He had roommates who said, I had no idea what he was doing, which is sort of like, you know, what Skyler White might say on Breaking Bad. We had no idea what he was up to, because he was just this regular guy, 29-year-old guy, living in San Francisco with roommates. And Now he's busted because he was apparently running a drug empire.
Amazing. All right, so what is the story number two? You gave us a bit of a tip to this one because we saw some video.
Yes.
That was, well, terrifying, but also a bit funny.
Terrifyingly adorable.
So yeah, tell us what this is here.
So DARPA, it's always good to watch what DARPA is doing, because DARPA is the research wing of the Pentagon, and they will fund projects, they'll support projects that may or may not eventually have a military application, but mostly to support research and development for cool technologies. So this is a company called Boston Dynamics that has created a robot called the Wildcat that can gallop and leap and bound at 16 miles an hour, four-legged robot that can run wirelessly, can run without a cord. And this is a company that's also been making different robots that can clamber up the sides of mountains, that can, there's one of them that they made that runs faster than Usain Bolt, But that one still has a cord attached to it, unlike Usain Bolt. So you've
it's
watched...
a really, really, really long cord.
It's
though,
a really long cord, a big extension cord.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so this has been premiered on YouTube, and it's getting passed around a lot because what people are imagining is this is this four-legged robot that can basically run faster than any person. And if you just mount some guns on it, oh my God, it's like a tiger with a gun on its head.
Yes, that's right. And it is kind of terrifying in that it's like a sort of robot bug that runs really fast with legs that look like dog or something.
Yeah, the size of like a Great Dane, but potentially weaponized. From what I've heard on a lot of these DARPA Boston Dynamics types robots, it's more for like bringing medical supplies, rushing out food and water to people.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's probably
robot
what they told
mechanized
us.
Saint Bernard. Yeah. I don't think so.
That's what probably what they said Skynet was in the Terminator.
Right.
Not buying it.
Well, and what I really find interesting too is the adorable engine sound that it makes.
Right. It sounds like one of those.
Does it go?
Well, it sounds like an airplane, a model airplane that you would fly, you know, with like a little gas engine that goes
meh. And then a sort of a
Those are great robot sounds.
They're great robot sounds. I wonder if somebody at the Pentagon says, okay, make this terrifying robot, but give it some adorable qualities so nobody will know that it's coming. Mm-hmm. But so welcome to the future. It's drones and it's the Wildcat robot. And the video of it is really worth checking out.
It's scary enough, I think. Well, we'll have the link posted to that online at thecurrent.org. All right, Wits coming to a Fitzgerald Theater near you. My goodness, only
God.
Just about a week away. Yeah,
I know. It's been months since our last show. And, you know, when you crave the approval of strangers as much as I do, as much as we all do, that's why we're in this business. Yeah. It's been a long layoff, and I can't wait to get back. And so, the first show, we're going to have Chris Cluey, former Vikings punter, and Dave Hill, who's a regular on This American Life and is a very funny comedian, and the music of Sarah Watkins. And I've just been going over some scripts for the show downstairs, and I think we might get in some trouble and have a lot of fun.
Good. I assume that's the Cluey component, probably.
Yeah, it could be the Cluey component.
All right. Well, look for all the information on that show, the season premiere of Wits and all the other ones, for which there are still tickets available because some of them are selling out over at thecurrent.org. John checks in for the Throbbing Hive Tuesday mornings at 7:30. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
It's 89.3 The Current.